You're listening to BYU Idaho Radio. It's August 3rd, 2020. I'm Cami Judd, and this is a rundown of local news headlines. Officers are investigating a hot air balloon accident that took place in Wyoming. Sheriff Matt Carr said that three hot air balloons were part of the accident and 16 to 20 people are being treated for injuries. According to Local News 8, one person has been flown to Idaho Falls for treatment. The cause of the accident is still unknown. As face masks begin to become mandatory in cities and businesses, people are beginning to come out with fake cards that claim to give them the exemption of not wearing a face covering. The card makes false claims of fines for questions asked about the cardholder's health and uses fake endorsements from the Department of Justice and the American with Disabilities Act. Both the Department of Justice and the ADA say they are not giving out these cards and do not endorse the group. According to East Idaho News, the group that made these cards is called the Freedom to Breathe Agency. The Better Business Bureau suggests to check for misspelling and logos when coming across these cards and information online. If you still aren't sure, go to the actual website of the company promoting the information. BYU-Idaho's annual Education Week continued even though the traditionally in-person event had to be canceled. The consensus was not to cancel the event, but rather to adjust it. Now anyone can access all the speakers and classes from this year's event online. To participate, you can go online at any time to listen to keynote speakers and participate in this year's activities. Just go to BYU-Idaho's website and type in Education Week 2020. This has been a rundown of local news headlines for August 3rd, 2020. Be informed, be inspired. BYU Idaho Radio.